I want to run right to our phone lines this morning to chat with Brad Mills. He is the president of the Board of Trustees for Southwest Allen County Schools. Just in case you're not aware what will land, SACS recommends masks for students and staff in their buildings when it comes to COVID, but Southwest Allen County Schools is not requiring masks. So I just wanted to check in and see how things are going. So with that, we say good morning to Brad. Hey, Brad.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Why or was the decision made, I guess, to not implement a mask mandate for students and staff at Southwest Allen County Schools?
Well, there's a whole lot that goes into that decision. We want to keep kids in school as much as we possibly can. And shortly after the start of the year, the mandate came down, or the statute from the governor saying that we could either have a mask mandate and not have to quarantine our kids, or have no mask mandate but quarantine for close contacts. And because of several reasons, one of high vaccination rates in our area, we chose to go down the route of mandating masks, and it seems to have worked out pretty well for us. We've been relatively successful, I think, and for the last 9 days, we've had zero positive cases and no isolations for COVID.
Well, I just want to clarify, there's no mask mandate, but then because of that, you do have these quarantine protocols in place, right? How do those work?
Basically, it's similar to the quarantine protocols that were in place all of last year, and the administrators look at who was in close contact with the person who got tested positive, and for certain periods of time, they contact those parents, and a large number of times, the kids are healthy and don't get COVID, but get quarantined. And but it's unfortunate that kids get quarantined, but sometimes they do have COVID, and that quarantine helps to significantly reduce the spread.
So when it comes to deciding not to require a mask mandate and go the quarantine protocol route instead, how has that decision gone over, specifically with staff, students, and parents?
It appears that the vast majority of the parents, staff, and students prefer to not have a mask mandate. Mm-hmm. So, for the most part, the pushback has been light. We've got some parents who absolutely believe that we should be mandating masks.
Sure.
And I appreciate their opinions, that it's just not how the board ended up voting. And I want to point out that none of this is my decision. It is a board decision, as is all things that we discuss and all policies made out in our school system. It is action of the board that is the final decision.
Well, regardless, there's always two sides, when it comes to masking. Anyway, is there ever going to be a point in the future, or do you, I guess, foresee a point in the future where there might be a threshold where you guys decide, you know what, there's so many COVID cases, we are going to implement a mask mandate? Has that conversation been had?
That conversation's had quite often. Fortunately, right now, things are trending lower. We're down to 1.7% of our students are in quarantine right now, and that number, like I said, is going lower. We hope it continues to go lower as we close the windows and go inside for the winter for the most part. But, we have those discussions and are always looking out for the best interest of the students and the safety of our kids. And we have those conversations regularly.
Brad, I got to ask this. SACS, as we've discussed, does not have a mask mandate. But for example, Fort Wayne Community Schools, Northwest Allen County Schools, both have mask mandates in place. Do you happen to have any idea how SACS compares to some of these other schools with mask mandates?
The only one that I've done any research on lately is Northwest, and Northwest, like I said, has the mask mandate in place now. Our high schools are of similar sizes, and this is data of public record that they've had, I believe, more isolations and positive cases this year than Homestead has. And maybe that's why they ended up instituting their mask mandate, just because they had more and their trends were going the wrong way. But I think that points out that we, out in Southwest, we make decisions for Southwest.
Right.
And in Northwest, they need to make decisions for themselves. So in Fort Wayne, everybody's different. In fact, one of our zip codes out of Southwest is 98.5% fully vaccinated, whereas the average for the county is 49%.
Hmm.
So what works for us may or may not, and very likely would not work for other school systems. So each school system needs to make their own decision for their own community, and I trust that all the boards are doing that, and they're all good people trying to make the best decision based on their own communities.
And that's the part we forget. Everyone's just trying to do their best to get through this thing as we can. Brad, I appreciate you coming on and sharing an update with us.
Thank you very much, Kayla.
Podcasts by Federated Media.